Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to another day of your grace. And the fact that we have the privilege to pray to you and call you Father already shows us the significance that you've given us in your heart and your mind. Let your Spirit work in our hearts to remind us of our value, our significance, our purpose as we find it in you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. You have some message notes in your worship folder. You're certainly welcome to follow along. We'll be looking at the words Jesus spoke in John chapter 15 will be our focus, verses 1 to 8. In 2011, a gentleman by the name of Carlos Strenger, who was the associate professor of psychology at the Tel Aviv University, wrote a book called The Fear of Insignificance. And in his book, I didn't read the whole book, but just reading some of the summaries of it, his research was based on the fact that people look for significance. It's part of our human psyche to want to make a difference and want to have some level of importance, at least in someone's mind. And he realized that as people searched for significance, behind that was a fear of insignificance that was driving them to find what was important, what was valuable, where would they invest their time, energy, and effort. And as he did the research in preparation or through his career, which led up to the book, he realized and he coined a phrase, and it's based on two Latin words, of a phenomenon he called the homo globalis. So the Latin term for human beings are homo sapiens, right? And so he said, we're suffering from the homo globalis syndrome. And by that he meant is, years gone by, a person's sphere of interaction was very limited because they didn't travel or have a lot of awareness of what was going on in the realm of the rest of the world. And so perhaps you had some look for significance based on the people in your little town or your little community. But he said, now in our 21st century, not only are we looking to compare ourselves to the people of our family, of our coworkers, etc., but we're really looking around the whole world and we're seeing and we're interacting and we're interfacing with people and events and inventions and things that accomplishments that others have done, not just in our community, not just in our region, not just in our state, not just in our country, but all over the world. And especially, he notes that it is natural or it's happening that people are basing their significance based on what they see in the infotainment world, he says. He says, individuals are consumed by the infotainment network. We are defined by our intimate connection to the global infotainment network, which has turned ranking and rating people on scales of wealth and celebrity into an obsession. And while maybe this isn't your method of ranking yourself, there is a truth that young people look for a viral video. Or you look at how much we define success or significance based on how much wealth one has or how much prominence one has. And as a result of all this, he noted, and it was really kind of the impetus for his study, is an increase in depression and anxiety. So the fear of insignificance was leading people to feel depressed, to feel anxious about how am I going to do something significant, and a feeling of worthlessness that oftentimes leads to depression. And so as a professor of psychology, trying to sort this out. So I bring this to your heart and your mind and ask you to consider what makes you feel significant. And on the other hand, what makes you feel worthless? Do you have something in mind for both of those? Because as human beings, we're not immune to periods of time or seasons of life or moments where we feel utterly worthless. Maybe it's a point of failure in your job or your career or your studies or a test, and you go, man, I can't do this. And we have this negative self-talk that says, I'm worthless, I can't do anything. Maybe it's because of our upbringing, the people around us were not very supportive, and instead of building us up and encouraging us, they were quick to point out where we did things wrong and how we weren't measuring up, and subconsciously, we felt like, I can never make so-and-so happy. I can never measure up to their standards. Or maybe sometimes as a parent and or as a grandparent, we see how our children turn out or what they're doing, and maybe it's not always our dreams or our visions for them, and we perhaps have had moments of feeling worthless as a parent because of the accomplishments or lack of it of the people that we care about. What is it for you? What are those moments, those seasons where you feel worthless? And I would agree with the Professor Strenger that when we feel worthless, it moves us into a place of depression. We don't feel very good about ourselves. We may not be clinically depressed, but our mood drops. We don't feel very confident. We don't feel very good about ourselves. And we desire a different emotion. We desire a different feeling. We don't want to get stuck there. And so we strive for significance. So as we look at this series and the fear of insignificance, the fear of worthlessness, I guess the question I want to ask you too is, where do you look for significance? Because maybe you take the corollary of those things that make me feel worthless and say, well, if I do really well on a test or on that assignment or I get a good grade, then I feel significant. Or if my children really turn out well or my grandchildren, I'm really proud of them, then I feel significant as a parent or as a grandparent. Or if I have great friends around me, et cetera, then I feel significant because people like me and people want to interact with me. And we define significance on those type of things. So let me put before you three places we can look for significance. The first one, significance comes when I am connected to someone significant. Significance comes when I am connected to someone significant. There's a phrase that you hear once in a while, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And perhaps to a degree, that is true. The job you have, the friends you hang out with, it's not inherently your knowledge, but it's the people you know. But there's something about the people that we hang out with, the people that we're connected to, that gives us some level of significance. And it's fun to sometimes name drop. Oh, I met so-and-so. I met so-and-so. Oh, I work with so-and-so. Really? Oh, you work with them? Or at the school level, it's like you want to be part of the in crowd. You want to be around those people that you determine are worth being around, that are cool, that you perceive are kind of the measure of status and the significance in your school and your setting. And you want to be around those people. And as you are around those people, it perhaps makes you feel significant. Maybe you look at the 100 most influential people listing of Time magazine. You look at the people that perhaps have a lot of wealth, perhaps have started some amazing companies, have had global impact, and you look at those and man, oh, you know, if I could just get to know one of them, if I could hang out with them, if I could have 10 minutes of their time, if they would just show me some attention. And again, sometimes it doesn't have to be a celebrity or someone of national or international notoriety. You just want people around you that recognize you exist and that are willing to have a conversation. And it doesn't have to inherently be significance by money, wealth, celebrity status, but just someone you trust. Which leads to the second thing we lead and look for significance. Significance comes when I am cared for significantly. Significance comes when I am cared for significantly. It feels good when someone cares, doesn't it? For many of you, you've had a spouse for many years that through the ups and downs, you know that that person is right by your side. And you know they care. And even when it seems like the world around doesn't care, if that one person of significance in your life cares, that's all that matters. It feels good to have someone that cares. Because you can have a ton of followers on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, and perhaps inside you're like, I feel significant because I have all those followers. But when life gets tough, it's those few followers, those few friends that stick with you. And perhaps those close friends that are willing to not just build you up, but also to help you through a challenging time or to point out the truth or to come along your side where you maybe don't like it in the moment, but you realize that person cared enough to speak into my heart and speak into my life. It feels good to be cared about. And we feel significant when someone cares significantly. The third place we perhaps look for significance. Significance comes when I create something significant. There's a story I once heard. I haven't been able to validate its authenticity, but it makes sense. Someone's doing a test on which is more important to people, doing something significant or earning money. And so they had a group of people that, one group of individuals, and they paid them an exorbitant amount of money, that they took them out into the field with a set of pickaxes and shovels and said, I want you to dig a hole. And they would work an 8-hour shift digging the hole, and then there'd be a similar group of people that would work the next 8 hours, paid again an exorbitant amount of money, and they would take the dirt and fill the hole back in. And the next morning, they would do it again. Same group would take the dirt that was they had moved the day prior and dig the hole again. And then that night, another group would put it back in. And the study was shown to say, will people just work for money? Even though the job very quickly became very menial and very insignificant. And sure enough, one by one, people quit. They said, it's not worth it. And behind that was a feeling of insignificance. So I don't care if I have, this is a waste of my time. Because what I'm doing doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to anybody. In fact, people are coming behind me and putting the dirt back in where I just dug it out or vice versa. We want to do something significant. As we grow up, we think about occupations and things that we dream big of firefighters and nurses and doctors and astronauts. We want to do something that matters. We want to do something that impacts the world. And maybe if we haven't impacted the world, we just want to impact a few people. We want someone to show up at our funeral saying, that person made a difference in my life, right? We want to do something significant. You know, you look at all three of these things, and is it not true that we look for significance in being connected to someone significant? We look for significance by being cared for significantly or by creating something significant. But if we just look at these within the context of our world and the human experience, my guess is we've all went from a point of significance to feeling worthless when the person we felt was significant in our life stopped caring. It may not have been for a long season, it might just have been for a day or two. But we know that the people, even though they have a level of significance in our life, can let us down. And we find ourselves feeling worthless, insignificant. Or when we think someone really cares and someone really has me in their attention and we're really enjoying that, and then someone else comes into their life and your position on their totem pole drops a few notches, and you're like, what am I, chopped liver? And we feel insignificant. Or if the thing that we thought was going to just change the world, someone beats us to it, or that career doesn't work out, or what we thought was really great didn't really go according to our plan, or all of a sudden we fall into discouragement. I want to get to Jesus' words, but I first wanted to point out and to really call my heart and your heart to repentance, because is it not true that in life we look for significance in things that really aren't all that significant? And when we look for significance in things that aren't all that significant, we'll tend to end up feeling insignificant. And that's where Jesus steps in. Because when we put our hopes and our dreams and our value and our significance, our worth, our purpose, and things of this world, yes, God allows us to enjoy that and their blessings, but everything that, if that becomes the most important thing in our heart, it's going to let us down. So let's take those three things and insert Jesus' words from John chapter 15. Because God wants to turn our hearts this morning to understand how to overcome the fear of insignificance or the feelings of worthlessness to find true value and true significance in who he is and what he's done. John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. And these words are in the context of Jesus talking to his disciples that night before he died. So when you think about giving your last verbiage to the people that you care about, John chapter 14 through 17 are Jesus' words, and this is right in the middle of that. And so put yourself in the context of the upper room, and how does Jesus want his disciples to know and believe and feel, etc.? Here are Jesus' words. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. And that word is very similar to the pruning, in essence saying you are already pruned because the word is of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Now, perhaps as I read that, you're like, okay, what does this have to do with significance? Well, perhaps you heard these three things in Jesus' words. We look for significance by being connected to someone significant. What does Jesus say? I am the vine, you are the branches. Who does Jesus say we are connected to? Him. If I want to find significance in being connected to someone significant, being connected to Jesus is the most important person you could ever be connected to. As we talked about in our baptism, where God said, "This is you are my child, I'm going to put my name on you, I am your Father, I am your Savior, I am the one who sets you apart, I am your Holy Spirit that is coming to dwell within you." It's interesting, Jesus says, any branch that disconnects from me withers and throws into the fire. And see, that's what happens when we try and connect ourselves to someone or something else of significance. Eventually, it's going to let us down. And we lose life, and we lose our connection to Jesus. Now, I'm not saying life isn't going to go through ups and downs. There are going to be times where we feel insignificant, feel worthless, etc. But these are words of promise and words of truth that God wants us to come back to find our significant being connected to someone significant, Jesus. And just following these verses in verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. That is God's truth to you, that you are connected to him. He chose you. Yes, in spite of our sins, in spite of our failures, in spite of our imperfection, God in Christ found you important enough, significant enough, to go to the cross for you and to put his name on you. That when friends let me down and family let me down and people around me let me down, Jesus never will. And in that, I can always find true and lasting significance. We said that we look for significance when we know someone cares significantly. I'm cared for by my heavenly Father. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. The one who cares intimately for us. The one who is willing to prune us and cut off those things that are not productive. We have a few fruit trees in our backyard, and the first year we moved in, I didn't do anything to them. This past year, I cut some branches off, and I have to tell you, I'm like, oh, this is a good branch, but you know, I'm cutting it off. And to get through my head that I have to cut something off to make something more productive is a hard gardening concept for me to grasp. But the peach tree that had about 5 peaches on last year probably has about 50 peaches on this year, and the apple tree that doesn't have any apples on last year has 3 apples on this year. And the pear tree that didn't have any pears on it last year has 2 pears, at least I saw. Well, at least it's something. It's not this, but next year they'll probably get more pruning. But our Father cares enough about us to allow us to be connected to his Son and to guide us through life, pruning these things that are not fruitful. Whether it's our thoughts that are off kilter, whether it's our hearts that get distracted, and he says, I want to prune that out of you. And I want to make your life-giving source solely in my Son, Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? I was reminded, Cindy and I were standing out before worship, and there's 2 barn swallows right out here. And we're like, how do we get rid of these things? If I can quote Larry, he goes, if you don't do it now, you're going to have to kill him later. I'm like, okay. And then I remember this passage was in my message today. I'm like, oh, look at that. Maybe God is providing for his little creatures right on our doorstep as they're dive bombing us as we come into worship. But if the Father cares about those 2 barn swallows, and they do not sow or weep or store away in barns, how much more valuable are you than they? And we feel like no one cares. Our Heavenly Father always cares. And says, you are the apple of my eye. You are the one that matters to me. I love you. I care for you. You are my child. That's the truth. So that when I look for significance, I know my Heavenly Father cares for me significantly. And third, we look for significance in creating something of significance. And Jesus says, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. What is more significant than showing the fruits of faith? Galatians chapter 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I invite you for a moment to think through the people that are significant in your life. And perhaps it's not really how much they made. It's not what status in whatever organization they had. It's not how much land they owned. It's not how much they did. But if you look at why they are significant in your life, it's probably because they have exhibited the fruit of the Spirit. They have loved you, they cared about you, they've shown self-control, they are full of joy, they are kind, they are good, they are faithful. Because the Spirit working in us produces fruit of significance. Notice Jesus doesn't say, This is to my Father's glory that you're a pastor, that you're a doctor, that you're in the military, that you are a rancher, that you are this, that you're that. He doesn't list professions because he knows you can produce the fruit of the Spirit in whatever profession, whatever career, whatever station of life you are in. It doesn't matter. He doesn't say to be significant, you got to be a dad or a mom or a grandma or a grandpa. He doesn't say to be significant, you got to get straight A's. He doesn't say to be significant, you got to get the next promotion. It doesn't say to be significant, you got to go to 4 years of college and get your PhD in this, that, or the other thing. He says to be significant, you remain in me and I in you, and you produce the fruit of faith. This is to my Father's glory. And so as we show up in this world and allow the flowing of Christ working in and through us, and our hearts exhibit love, and they exhibit joy, and they exhibit peace, and they exhibit gentleness and kindness, self-control, do you not think that will make a significant impact on someone? Jesus does. Professor Stirner coined the phrase homo globus. You know, it's a wonder that there's a lot of anxiety and depression if we're searching for significance just based on what this globe has to offer. And so Jesus is encouraging us, when and if you struggle with insignificance, unworthiness, worthlessness, come back to these verses in John 15. And perhaps if my Latin is a little rusty, and I'm guessing most of you haven't had much, so you won't tell the difference. Perhaps to find significance, we don't need to be homo globus, but perhaps homo patris and homo Christus and homo spiritus, people of our Heavenly Father, people of Christ, people of the Spirit. And when we look up to Him, we find our significance, that our Heavenly Father has created us and cares for us significantly. And we look up and we see our Savior who lived, died, and rose again for us. And to know we are connected to someone of significance. And we look up and we see the Holy Spirit at work through God's Word and His sacraments in our hearts, and we realize that we have the power to create something of significance by producing the fruit of faith. This is how God changes us from feeling worthless to absolutely knowing we are significant. You are not worthless. Jesus loves you. You are not insignificant. Jesus lives in you. Enjoy living a significant life because you are connected to someone significant, who cares for you significantly and has empowered you to create something of significance. Amen. May God's peace work in your heart now and always to always give you the hope, the joy, the peace, the comfort of knowing you are of utmost value to Him, your Heavenly Father, and His Spirit. Amen.